Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, time now for Ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey is here. This one is from Johnny in Memphis. Johnny writes, I must be the biggest fool on the planet. The other night, I got a hotel room with a married woman, and she said she was hungry, so she ordered food. I took a shower and put all of my belongings on the nightstand. When I was taking a shower, she yelled that she was going down to get the food. She left and took all of my cash and jewelry, and she blocked my calls. I don't care about the money, but my deceased wife bought the necklace, and I want it back. Should I stop by her house and get it?
Wow.
Yeah, dog. Let's go over this. You were in a hotel room with a married woman. With your deceased wife necklace on, she bought you. You went in their bathroom. She stole everything. Told you she was going downstairs to get the food. You come out and the necklace gone. You want to go over to married woman's house to get your necklace back.
He's big man.
Hey, dog, your wife already deceased.
You don't want to join her.
You want to see her.
What is you trying to do, dog? You miss her?
Uh-huh.
So you want to go over there? Boy, listen to me. Deal with her later on, but you cannot go to that house. Now, you can contact her at her job and say, hey, listen, here's the deal. All I want is the necklace back, or your husband going to know everything. But I just want the necklace back.
All right.
But since you're bringing stuff back over here, though, I'm going to need my money, too, though. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to need my money. Or your husband. Yeah, I know he don't care about it. But since you bring this necklace back, your husband going to know everything.
All right, moving on. Sandra says, I'm 47 years old, married and sleeping with my gynecologist. We had sex a few times in his office, but I'm worried because he's not a savvy cheater. He touches me and kisses on me in the elevator, and I warned him about cameras being all over the place. His receptionist just started giving me the evil eye, and she's short with me now. He said not to pay her any mind, but I'm scared of her. Should I ask her what her problem is?
You already know what the problem is. You a woman. You already know. Y'all women. You know why she's short with you and giving you the evil eye. You what you gonna ask her? Is there something wrong? Yes, it's something wrong. You in the office like I don't want got to go in there and clean up.
Okay.
All this extra paper in the trash can.
The examining room really is going down in there.
Yeah,
she said in his office in her guy's
office. All this extra paper in the trash. What is she using all them sheets for?
Oh no.
Because she's married. But then she said she's scared of her. What is that about? She's scared of her and she wants to step to her.
The girlhood. You gonna step to her and do what?
You gonna leave that woman alone.
Girl, you finna get slapped all into the... You gonna get slapped back into the elevator.
All right. Cree in Tampa says, I'm dating a great man that's a single father to 3 boys, and I love them dearly. But they are all so gross, including my boyfriend. Their house always smells like a dirty clothes hamper, and they always miss the toilet bowl, so I have to squat when I use it. They constantly pass gas, and they love to come around me and do it, then run away laughing. It's all fun and games daily. Is it okay to set boundaries with the boys since their dad won't?
I mean, I don't know what you're going to do at their house. Does she live there, Shirley?
No, she doesn't live there.
You're visiting. It's all dudes. They trifling.
You need a new group of guys.
Yeah. But, I mean, look, they're missing the toilet. They're going to do that. Now, I don't understand how nobody picking up this seat, though. But that's a guy thing too sometimes. They're young. Why don't you break up with him?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
That's thank you.
Leave the nasty.
Yes. The I don't know what else to tell you.
Camper house.
Yep.
She can't talk to him about it.
She says she loves them dearly. Nah. She just wants
anybody
to
can't
boundaries.
Straight call and leave him alone.
Oh.
Well, I understand what she said. She yeah, could she have a talk to him. I'm, you know, look, I mean, she could put her foot down. Mm-hmm. You're a woman. You can get, this is going to stop.
Yeah, all this nasty.
Now, if I'm going to come over here and y'all enjoying all this cooking and stuff, you're going to have to do better.
Yeah, right. Yeah, clean
and
up.
If they care about you, they're going to make an effort.
Yeah. Get some Febreze.
Quit cooking gassy food, too, so you can pull back on that.
These boys must be young.
Man.
All right. Moving on, Steve, CLO. Kiara in Shreveport says, I got a call from a female saying she had sex with my boyfriend multiple times in the back of his Camry. He was right there, so I let him hear the call. He said it was the crazy girl that works at the car wash. She always flirts with him, but he thinks something is not quite right with her mentally. Come he on, said boy. I should go to the car wash and see for myself. Did he make all of this up to throw me off? Should I go down to the car wash?
He got you thinking about going down to that car wash, though, don't it? My dog. My dog.
I knew you'd be proud
handle
of
your
Steve.
Business. I likes that one. That's that crazy-ass girl down at the car wash.
Mm.
I don't know what she tripping, man. You need to go down there and see for yourself. Now, two things is going to happen.
What?
Two things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You can go down there to the car wash.
Okay.
And you could discover that it ain't no girl work at the car wash at all.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Because
that's why he invited you down to the car wash.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay.
But now you're going to do have to explain why, how this girl got whose ever phone number she called.
Mm-hmm.
And how they know how to put you together with her.
Mm-hmm. Work your lie now.
So now, this lie's got to have levels.
Yes.
It's called level lying. You got to be
level
good
lying.
At that.
Level up. We'll
I'm
talk about
teach
that
course
later.
On that level lies. This is Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. At my wheel reading, I just want you to know that the majority of people there present will be crying harder at the wheel reading than their ass was at the news that I'm gone.
Why you say that?
Why?
You ain't I'm going to repeat this.
Okay.
There will be people at the wheel reading that will be crying harder than they was when they got the news that I was gone. Marjorie even asked me at one point, she said, Steve Harvey, are you serious? My response was, as comedic as I could, dead serious. Dead serious, yeah.
You haven't answered Tommy's question. Which house is he what in? As a nephew, he wants to know.
If Tommy looking for any property of any kind, he will be one at the wheel reading crying.
I didn't get 2 acres.
Hey, there's more to Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.